local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Welcome to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and tonight we have a great lineup. We have the ladies here with us from Northern Valley Catholic Social Service, and we have Megan Anderson. She is the manager and marketing and development for NBCSS. And then we have Carrie Miller, and she is our Shasta CASA supervisor. And we're going to learn a whole lot about this amazing group of heroes and how they give back to our community and the difference that they're making in the lives of others every single day. Before we get into the show, I do want to set the tone just a little bit. If you are a first-time listener, this show was really inspired during the car fire. So we had a lot of people who were rising above, making a difference, and doing things completely out of their own comfort level just for the sake of helping another individual. And I know I was at home and I was hearing all these news stories and seeing everything on Facebook and thinking, wow, you know, we really need to shine a light on these people. We had people who were putting up complete strangers for weeks on end. And I thought, you know, we talk about people all the time when they are, because they have to do something. But what happens when they don't have to do it and they do it just because they know it's the right thing to do? Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. We've got Northern Valley Catholic Social Service with us, and we're going to start out. We're going to let Megan and Carrie tell us a little bit about the organization. We could talk about it for hours and never get to the bottom of it. But tonight, let's talk a little bit about what is NBCSS and how do they help our community? Megan, you want to go ahead and start?
Sure. Thanks for having us this evening, Michelle. NVCSS has been a part of the North State for 34 years, so knowing that we only have an hour, we won't talk about it for 34 years worth of time, but I'll try and give a Cliff Notes version. The agency was started, like I mentioned, back 34 years ago, May of 1986. A couple individuals in the community noticed a great need for services that were not being provided and kind of put their heads together, and NVCSS got off the ground really to help people with a recognizable need for some mental health services, whether that's counseling or just somebody walking alongside an individual or a family in some day-to-day mental health scenarios. And so that's kind of where we started. One little tiny office, one employee, a couple volunteers, some board members, and now we've grown to working in six counties in the North State. We've got over 200 employees, like 9 or 10 offices, 14 or 15 housing complexes, and like 60-some programs. So we started in a tiny, tiny little unfulfilled need, and now we are working daily to inspire, hope, and transform lives of children and families in our communities.
Wow, that's the very heart of our show. Two individuals probably had a personal experience or knew somebody dear to them, because I don't know about you, but I find that a lot of passion projects are really brought on because of that, because of an association or someone you love is suffering.
Certainly.
And look at the difference it's made in our community. We'll learn more about that. So then, Carrie, your role at NBCSS, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So I'm the program supervisor for the CASA program, and CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. I actually started out as volunteering, and we advocate for the foster youth in our community, and I started volunteering, helping out the youth in our community, and now 5-6 years later, I am the supervisor of the program. I still volunteer, but it's an honor to work at NBCSS and with the CASA program and all the wonderful volunteers that we have helping the foster youth in our community.
That's fantastic. So I have known some really small young ladies who were needing a CASA. They were in the foster care program, and they had family that were in Nevada, and they had family that were here in Shasta County, and unfortunately, they were removed from the home in Nevada, and the CASA was a lifesaver. I cannot even tell you the connection between the voice of the child being there for the child, not for the parent, not for the court system, but to really advocate for the child and to be able to communicate that back to the family members here in Shasta County made a huge impact on their lives. And honestly, it's a ripple effect.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
So how did you, do you mind me asking, how did you get involved in volunteering with CASA?
I'm originally from the Bay Area and volunteered in a crisis nursery in the Bay Area. And then when I got married, I moved up here to Reading and had two kids of my own. And after they were a little bit older and I was going stir crazy being a stay-at-home homeschooling mom full-time, I decided I needed a little outlet. And I love to help. And I'd never heard of CASA before, but I did a search, probably just a Google search, and CASA came up and filled out the application and went through the training. And there was a time where my husband and I thought we might foster. We were told we couldn't have children, and so we ended up having our own two, and foster just wasn't, it wasn't the right time for us. And so it was a way that I could still help foster kids, but not be the foster parent. And it has been an amazing, rewarding experience. I've had six cases myself with kids that I've worked with, and you know, a lot of them have been adopted, and just giving a voice to kids is very powerful, and I wouldn't change it. I'd volunteer till I'm on my deathbed. That's what I tell our director.
Oh, you know, that's wonderful. That's the heart. That's a true hero. So if you're just tuning in, we're shining a light on heroes tonight through Heroes of the North State. And these two ladies, they can't do it alone. It takes a whole team. There's so much, Megan, that is going on at Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. And I know I can only imagine with COVID making it a little bit more complicated, but the needs are still there. In a lot of cases, they're greater. I don't know if you would agree.
Absolutely. Yeah. We, when the governor issued the shelter in place order back in March, that was a Thursday. I remember that really vividly. And by Monday, all NVCSS employees had transitioned to working remotely. And we had already put plans in motion for how to deliver services virtually. Our clinicians were able to still meet with their clients through a virtual counseling service, phone calls, dropping off like care packages at doorsteps, doing cooking classes over Zoom. CASA had to pivot. Corey and her team, there's now a virtual training that CASAs can do to where they don't have to meet in person in a classroom setting because they can't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's actually, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but been huge for the CASA program because they can get more people and they can do the training regionally versus, in Butte County, we're going to do the training during these weeks. In Shasta County, we're going to do the training in these weeks. We can recruit regionally and train 20-something advocates at one time. And then it's neat this week, we had advocates sworn in Shasta, Butte, and Tehama County in the same week. And that's not something that we can typically do when we have to focus, you know, concentrate a training class in one area.
Right.
Then it's maybe, you know, a month in between each class. And we've got more advocates coming in the doors these days than I think we expected when we had to pivot to, you know, our new way of delivering services or recruiting and training.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I want to come back and talk more about that, what the training looks like, what the CASA does on a day-to-day or could do and how to get involved. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit more about NVCSS and the programs that we have.
Yeah.
We're going to go into a commercial break in just a moment. So when we come back, we're going to dive right into what NVCSS and how it can support the community. And hopefully we'll be able to just show that ripple effect here in Shasta County and throughout the North State. So I'm Michelle Slade. You're listening to Heroes of the North State on North State Now on KCNR Radio, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. We'll be right back.
We believe at Vestra Resources, giving back is what makes a community home. When we give back to our communities, it makes us all stronger together. At Vestra, we try to contribute in some way to all of the communities and counties where we work. Our favorites are Junior Livestock Auctions, Haven Humane, and Veterans Organizations. Everyone has a favorite cause. We encourage you to embrace those that matter to you. Think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry-out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Well, welcome back to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. Tonight's show is brought to you by Vestra Resources Incorporated. Their passion is committed to providing excellent customer service and delivering solutions to their clients' most difficult problems. We encourage you to think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs. Well, tonight we have Megan Anderson. She is the manager of marketing and development in the studio with us for MBCSS. And we have Corey Miller, who is Shasta CASA supervisor. And tonight we're just talking about the agency at large and then what is CASA. And they've got their big fundraiser happening right now throughout this month. And so we're going to dive into that a little bit more. But before the break, Megan and I were, and Corey were just getting ready to talk a little bit more about Northern Valley Catholic Social Service and the services and the programs that you provide. Now, I know from past experience, I've had some employees that have used your Close to Work program. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Close to Work is a back-to-work thrift shop of sorts, donation-based, and we contract with the county for that so that people that are re-entering the workforce can be referred to get either interview clothing or a few outfits for when they do start their new jobs. We work with the CalWORKS program and as well with the probation department for that. And so right now the store is open by appointment only because of COVID so that we can, you know, ensure social distancing and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we have a team there that loves to outfit people. So they have new work clothes and they get a little boost of confidence. We are also able to provide interview tips and hygiene, you know, suggestions, you know, what to wear to an interview, how to act at an interview. We're able to provide hygiene kits as well. So if somebody maybe has an interview that afternoon and they don't have time to, like, totally go, you know, home and freshen up, you know, we can give them a little kit to kind of help make themselves as presentable as they can, and, you know, that they leave the store with that boost of confidence that they can do it and that they're capable of doing it, trusting themselves and just instilling that confidence that everybody deserves to have, no matter what your circumstances are, what kind of background you've faced. Entering the workforce can be hard on anybody at any age, even in normal circumstances. And, you know, our Close at Work program is happy to help and eager to help. And I think I said this, but it's donation-based.
Yes.
And so they always need, always, always need hygiene items. So I know people aren't doing a whole lot of traveling right now, but those travel size shampoos, conditioners, soaps, those are awesome to put together in a little kit, and we can hand those out as clients come in. So we're always building hygiene kits.
So you're, we can just bring what we have and you assemble it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep.
So my experience has been, I had an employee with me who was through a CalWORKs program, and she did great, but we wanted to move her up to the next level, and what we had found that she financially wasn't able to do it, and so we found, that's how we came across the Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. This program was amazing. She walked out walking taller, smiling, feeling great. I mean, and who doesn't feel good when you put something on, whether it's new or we've all had girlfriends give us clothes or you pick something off the rack, or, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And in days like when the offices are open and if somebody spills coffee on their shirt during a meeting, it was kind of a running joke. Well, just go down to Close at Work and you can get a new shirt. Or, oh, the sole on your shoe broke. Head over to Close at Work. You need a new tie. Go on down to Close at Work. Yeah. So it became an internal shopping experience for staff as well.
Yeah.
You know, go in. We used to do Spin the Wheel Fridays where you could go in and spin and get a discount. But I don't know. It's nothing in there is outrageously priced. I mean, think thrift store, but like an upscale thrift store.
Right.
Yeah. So you could leave with, you know, a couple brand new outfits. A lot of stuff we get still have, you know, where else can you find a pair of really nice slacks for like $4?
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's exactly right. So, and then moving on. So I know you do teen services.
Yep. We have the Teenage Pregnancy and Parenting Program. It's a volunteer, a voluntary program that young moms and dads can join. It helps them with life skills and how to take care of a baby. Maybe you need transportation to or from a doctor's appointment. Accessing services, you know, teaching them how to be resilient for themselves and sign up for services. You know, parenting is a struggle in normal circumstances at times.
For the best equipped person.
Yes. Add COVID, on top of it, and that's another stressor that families are experiencing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, our caseworkers do a great job of making sure that young moms and dads feel connected and that they have resources and a support system that, you know, championing them along, that they can do this and they can be the best, you know, parent that they can be for their kids.
Absolutely. So I imagine, I can only imagine with COVID and with the age difference now where grandparents oftentimes will fill that void when you're going to school, if you're a young mom or you're working and there are not a lot of funds available. There are some resources available through the county, but maybe that resource is kind of cut off with grandparents being more sheltering in place and families being a little bit more separated. Mm-hmm. So having those services, I imagine would be very key right now.
Yeah, we've, as far as I know, we've been, you know, kind of hanging steady on our referrals, and it was nice in the spring when we were in first in the shelter in place mode, and, you know, I got to be part of some of those deliveries of items to homes. Like, you don't see anybody, but you know you're dropping off something good.
That's special.
From the Hearth did an awesome bread donation for a long time with us. And, you know, that we got to drop off literal loaves of bread at doorsteps, knowing that that's maybe something that was going to tide the family over. One less thing they had to worry about. So
I didn't realize you do that. So how do you get involved in that program, or is that
From the Hearth? When Shelter in Place started, they had posted something on their Facebook page about wanting to give back to the community. And with our executive director's permission, I threw our hat in the ring, and we were chosen as one of the nonprofits that they supported. And I was picking up like 100 loaves of bread a week.
Oh my goodness.
And donating, delivering them to our different programs. And then they would, hand them out to clients from there. So whether I was dropping, you know, crates of bread off at one of our housing complexes or, working with our emergency preparedness team, handing out actual bread to people. And my car smells so good.
I bet.
Yeah. Freshly baked sourdough bread.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing better.
So you mentioned your emergency preparedness team. What is that?
Yeah, that is a program that we have through the Office of Emergency Services and the Governor's Office. It's the Least Dose campaign, and Least Dose means ready. And the goal is to have everybody ready in case of an emergency. Okay. And we are able to provide, as I hear sirens going by outside.
Appropriate at this moment.
We timed that. So making sure that folks are educated and prepared, how to prepare if there is a need for you to potentially evacuate, you know, making sure you're getting the alerts, building a stay box, packing a go bag. I should know all five. There's five steps. Helping friends and neighbors. And I'm forgetting one.
I think you're doing great off the top of your head.
But that's a grant that we have in four of our six counties. And, making sure that regardless of where people live, what their background may be, that they're educated and prepared. The name says it all, emergency preparedness.
Right. So then how do you get involved with COVID right now? Are you doing those through web also? How does that work?
Yeah, so we hold weekly Zoom classes, and all of that information is on our Disaster Services Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/NBCSS.disasterservices. And each week has a different topic. And we have educators here in Shasta and Tehama County, and they are covering different topics themselves. So there's a class every Wednesday and Thursday that's hosted by one of our Trinity County educators, and then there's a second class on Wednesdays that Shasta County covers.
Okay.
And it's all free. It's all public information. We have a resource library on our website that also has great tips for what you can do to prepare if you have pets, like what you need to take into consideration if you have to evacuate with a pet, or how to make sure you have defensible space around your home. You know, we're in the middle of fire season, and our community is greatly affected by that. So what could you do at your home to be prepared if another fire started?
Yeah, no, that's true. And then, so I'm just learning, this is new to me, that CASA is involved in the fires for emergency assistance.
Not CASA specifically, NBCSS.
Yes.
We do have a crisis outreach team, and we are working with the fires both, you know, here in Shasta County as well as Siskiyou County and Trinity. So Zog Fire, the August Complex Fire, the Slater Fire, those are the northern ones, and then everything in Butte County that kind of merged into the North Complex Fire. We have disaster case managers that are caring for fire survivors from the campfire that have kind of rolled over into doing some services for the North Complex Fire. And then our crisis outreach team here in Shasta County is working on a little bit of a smaller scale, but with Zog Fire survivors as well.
Okay. So, and that's in educating them on services that are available?
Services that are available, resources we may be able to provide to them or connect to them to. A few of our crisis outreach employees here in Shasta County were disaster case managers following the car fire.
Okay.
So it's knowledge that they've obtained over the last couple of years when we shifted into case management following the car fire here locally.
Kind of when you did the boots on the ground, kind of, wasn't it Cal Hope?
Our Cal Hope team is still going real strong in Butte County, and then it's actually one Cal Hope worker and one disaster case manager that are our two main crisis outreach gals, and then their supervisor was the supervisor over Cal Hope Shasta.
Okay.
So that whole team is
well
connected, and they know, you know, if a call comes into the agency, and I'm kind of like, well, who would maybe know this? It's Christ's outreach.
Yeah, we had them on the show when all of that. It was actually coming to the end for Cal Hope, but the show was launching right around that time. And the information and the stories that they shared from the people that they helped just knocking on doors was pretty amazing. You know, I just saw the light flash, which means we have to go to another commercial break. And it's always right when you're at a good part. So we will be right back. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and more about NVCSS in just a moment.
We believe at Vestra Resources, giving back is what makes a community home. When we give back to our communities, it makes us all stronger together. At Vestra, we try to contribute in some way to all of the communities and counties where we work. Our favorites are Junior Livestock Auctions, Haven Humane, and Veterans Organizations. Everyone has a favorite cause. We encourage you to embrace those that matter to you. Think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is a good life right here on Heroes of the North State. We're celebrating local heroes, people who are making a difference in the lives of others, not because they have to, not because they're told to, just simply because it's the right thing to do. A lot of people get into their passion projects because it's just that. They start volunteering, they see a need, they have a yearning to do something greater than themselves, and sometimes those passions turn into professions that also turn into more volunteerism, and that's what we have right here tonight with these two ladies, and they have an amazing team. We heard Megan say earlier earlier, over 200 employees at MVCSS, crossing over several counties. And so with that, I know Megan will come back to talk about Shasta Cares and how that kind of was brought about with COVID.
Yeah, so it's a program that we officially launched last week. It's in partnership with Shasta County Health and Human Services. And through that funding, we are able to provide emotional support and financial assistance to individuals and families impacted by COVID-19, not meaning they have had COVID, but if they are experiencing loss of work or maybe struggling a little bit to pay some bills, or their mental health has declined because of, you know, one domino falling after the other. We're able to provide those kind of services or link them to resources. So kind of like how CalHope was the stopping point after the car fire, the Shasta Cares program is kind of that initial spot where we want folks to check in with our team, and then we can potentially help them directly through maybe gift cards, you know, some sort of financial means, whether or not they need to connect with a member of our counseling staff to talk through some of their mental health concerns, or helping them maybe with some parenting tips through our Triple P parenting program, or maybe they just need, like, you know, groceries. We might be able to say, hey, you know, hey, here's a local food bank or a commodities group that we partner with, to where you can go down and pick, you know, fresh produce, and it's not going to cost you anything. So
that it's the basic needs that people in a crisis. I mean, it comes right down to just the basic needs: food, shelter, house, mental well-being.
Definitely. Yeah.
So before we run out of time, because, gosh, there's so much to cover, I definitely want to come back to you, Corey, and talk about your role with MVCSS and explain to us what a CASA really is. Let's kind of get more in depth on what that program is.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm the program supervisor here in Shasta County for the CASA program. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate, and really easy, we advocate for the foster youth in our community. And so what that looks like on a day-to-day basis is just meeting with that child and building a relationship with them so that we can advocate for their needs and what's in their best interest. You know, we go to meetings with school teachers. We go to meetings with the social worker. We talk with the foster parents or the caregiver. We also go to court and we write a report for the judge, making recommendations for that child, what we feel their needs that need to be met and what is in their best interest. In order to be an advocate, you have to go through 40 hours of training. Mm-hmm. We're doing all of that, like Megan said, virtually now, so it's easily accessible to anybody and everybody. And it's usually 5 weeks and one evening a week for a few hours. We meet virtually, and we learn things about, you know, addiction and child abuse and the judicial system, all the parties in foster care. And then once that 40 hours is completed, we go to court and we get sworn in by the judge here in Shasta County or whichever county that you are residing in. And then you get given a case and you meet that child and you hang out with them weekly. You know, that could look like going to ice cream or going to play at the park. We're a little bit more limited these days with activities we can do because of COVID. But CASA has not stopped through the pandemic. Even the shelter in place, our advocates were meeting with their kids virtually, you know, on FaceTime, or they were sending letters or sending gifts in the mail or visiting, you know, socially distant in a backyard or something. So our CASAs have really stepped up to the plate once again and continue to advocate for the youth, even when they can't see them face to face.
Right. Yeah, and I would say with the situation that I was involved in, just as a friend and a close family member, oftentimes, and correct me if I'm wrong, because every situation is different, when a child is faced with that level of abuse where they have to be removed from their home and they're going to withdraw. They don't really want to open up.
Right.
And oftentimes not even to their own peers. They're just going to keep it to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine how scary that must be, because a lot of them are very young, so they don't even have the mature capacity to articulate in a healthy way what's going on in their mind. So Akasa, I think, is definitely the biggest superhero because they're taking the most vulnerable person, the most vulnerable minds, and building that trust and that bridge.
Yeah.
And hopefully they get a good connection and they can start opening up and get to that place of healing. But in order to get to that, they get to have that voice.
Yeah.
But that's critical in my mind.
Yeah, definitely. And it's building that relationship with that child. You know, a lot of these kids, it takes a long time to build that trust because they've had their trust broken.
Exactly.
You know, and so we are that continuous person that shows up every week. We're mm-hmm. not going anywhere. And, you know, these kids move placements. They change yeah. schools. They change social workers. And we, as a CASA, try to be the constant person. So, yeah. You know, there's cases where they're working on their sixth placement, their third school, their fifth social worker.
Oh, gosh.
But the CASA has been there since the beginning, and the CASA knows their story and can help others, you know, the new people that are coming in know the story and be that continuous person. And the CASA stays with that child until they reach permanency, whether that's guardianship or reunification or adoption. And just being that consistent person mm-hmm. says a lot to that child.
Yeah, and so in my particular instance with the children that I'm speaking of, the CASA stayed involved through, like I was saying earlier, from Nevada to California, would make trips and come over consistently.
Yeah.
On their own accord.
Right.
And so what was wonderful about that was these two children got put in a permanent adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on to have a wonderful family life with this adopted family. And that CASA, they were given an option. The child was given an option. They wanted that CASA to stay with, to stay in touch.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, what a bond.
Yeah.
What a connection.
Yeah.
So then, of course, if you have someone who's that intimate in a child's life, there's got to be a pretty rigorous, I think, training. Maybe rigorous is not the right word, but a good vetting, good backgrounds.
Yes, yeah. There's an application that you fill out online, and you can just go to nvcss.org to find that, to find further information about the CASA program. And so there's an online application, and then there's an interview prior to the training, and then there's background check and fingerprinting and all of that that gets done during the training. So, yes, definitely a little bit rigorous.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's always a little bit nervous when they first start, like, oh, what did I get myself into? As a volunteer, when I first started, I felt the same exact way. So I know what mm-hmm. they're going through and feeling, but I always tell them, get the training done with and get the initial first meetings of, you know, the social worker and the caregivers and the child. And then, once you just start seeing that child and build that relationship, it all becomes worth it. I've seen lives change, and, it's an amazing program, and I'm honored to work with all of the volunteers that I work with. They do amazing things and go above and beyond every single day.
Mm. So can a CASA have a family unit like siblings, or is it per child?
Normally they just have one, but if the advocate is open to having a sibling set, then that is also a possibility. I'm probably known for giving newbies sibling sets if they're willing. So yes, we do mm-hmm. that. Sometimes it's a sibling set, and they may be placed in different homes.
Right.
And so we'll assign two CASAs so they can work together. A lot of times the CASA is the one helping the children be able to see each other.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If they're placed in different places, they may not be seeing each other as often, and the CASAs can help mm-hmm. Help those kids be able to see each other.
So does the CASA have a role, sorry if I put you on the spot, but does the CASA have a role of if a sibling has been separated and it's really in their best interest to be tried to be placed together in the same home, can they speak on that behalf for them?
Definitely, yes. We make, like I said, we make recommendations in our court report for what is in that child's best interest.
Okay.
Those recommendations can look for, you know, this placement is not working out for this child, so we need to seek another placement. Or this placement is a great placement, and we want this child, it's in their best interest to be adopted.
Mm-hmm.
Or this child is not seeing their sibling, and it would be in their best interest to be placed with their sibling. Or something as simple as, you know, this child is struggling in math at school, and they need a tutor, and so
mm-hmm.
we recommend that they get the tutor.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's a grandparent that they keep mentioning to CASA. And so it's in their best interest to have visits with that grandparent. So how can we make that happen?
Right, right. No, that's wonderful. So, oh my gosh, did I just see the light, Jared? So this, our topic, I love it. I mean, I forget the light's blinking and it tells me we have to go to a commercial break. So ladies, when we come back, let's talk about how we can support CASA and how our community can get involved. It'll be our last break for the evening. So you are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and we'll be right back.
We believe at Vestra Resources, giving back is what makes a community home. When we give back to our communities, it makes us all stronger together. At Vestra, we try to contribute in some way to all of the communities and counties where we work. Our favorites are Junior Livestock Auctions, Haven Humane, and Veterans Organizations. Everyone has a favorite cause. We encourage you to embrace those that matter to you. Think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Steve McCarley with Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo. We're excited to have our 7th annual Iron Soldier Benefit Ride coming up here on October 4th. All bikes are welcome, and 100% of the proceeds will go to our local veterans through Homeward Bound. You can pre-register by calling 275-7300. There are some great sponsorship opportunities for businesses. Once again, call 275-7300.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Well, Well, welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade. Tonight's show is brought to you by Vestra Resources Incorporated. Their passion is committed to providing excellent customer service and delivering solutions to their clients' most difficult problems. They encourage you to think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs. And I just want to say thank you to Vestra, because without them, the show wouldn't be possible. And tonight we are talking with Corey Miller, and she is with Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. She is the Shasta CASA Supervisor. And we've been going into detail in the last break and a couple of breaks before about what the CASA program is and what NVCSS does. And we have Megan here with us. Megan Anderson is the Manager of Marketing and Development. But Corey, it's our last break, so let's talk about how we can support CASA and how our community can get involved.
Yes, definitely. I'm actually going to turn it over to Megan. She knows all the details.
I have been living, breathing, dreaming, not sleeping about all the CASA fun that's happening this month.
Yes.
So we are loosely calling October NVCSS CASA Superhero Month, because we have two great opportunities. Historically, say for the last 7 years, we have done a superhero run in Chico as well as in Redding, and that's been our largest single-day fundraiser for the CASA program. Raising funds for the program allows us to continue to recruit and train additional volunteers. It's about $1,500 per volunteer to recruit, train, get them all dialed in so that they can start working with the kiddo. So two options to support CASA this year. We are doing a virtual 5K run or walk this year. And we are saying that you can run, jog, or walk on the road, on the trail, on the treadmill, at your own pace, at your favorite place, and make it your own race. So if that means you want to do it with a socially distanced group of friends outside, awesome. If you prefer to run on a treadmill, great. You know, that's a way that you can support CASA. And just, you know, encouraging people to be physically active while supporting a great cause. So details for that are at runforcasa.com.
Fantastic.
We're calling October 17th through 24th race week. You can register up until the end of race week, being October 24th. And that's something that you can do, like I mentioned, wherever you want. You know, send us some pictures, tag us.
And you can get a shirt.
Yes, Corey. Yes, you can get a shirt. And we are offering youth shirts this year. So kiddos do it. They can also snag.
I wear my CASA shirt all the time, and sometimes my cape just for fun.
There you go. Right. There you go. So the other big thing that is brand new to the community this year, in place of the run here in Shasta County, is wanting to do something that still allows kids to experience the fun and joy of Halloween in a safe way. So we have put together a safe alternative to Halloween, which is going to be a drive-through trick-or-treating event at the Civic. And this is put on with so many different sponsors in large partnership with the team at Dignity Health. Right. They've been great. I don't know if you guys have been driving down Cypress, heading west, and you see this giant billboard off to the left.
Pretty impressive.
That's part of the contribution that Dignity Health gives us. And they've been giving us their billboard for a couple years now for the superhero stuff. So we have an awesome event planned for the Civic. Drive through in your supercar. So you can trick or treat at our different business booths. They're handing out candy. We have in-car entertainment, characters that we've got lined up to be there. We have a super awesome, really exciting surprise that may or may not involve Spider-Man.
Hey, I think I saw Daniel Tiger in your commercial.
Daniel Tiger will be there.
Nice.
KIXD is another fantastic sponsor. They've actually been great with our TV commercial. They put that together for us, so that
fantastic.
Was fun. So yeah, we've got so much in store, and I'm super excited tonight to say that because we have awesome support from our business sponsors in the community, they have been so eager and excited to be a part of an event that's actually happening, that's socially distanced, and, you know, we've got the...
And approved.
And approved. Yes, we have the backing of the Department of Public Health here. So we've gone through all the proper channels. And initially, because this is a fundraiser, you know, CASA does need to raise funds. And so we were originally thinking $40 for an entrance fee for as many kids as you can legally put in a car.
Yes.
But we are excited to announce that because of all of the fantastic business sponsorships, it's only going to be $20 a car.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
So we can't thank our communities and our community businesses enough for rallying behind the cause, whether it's helping us support purchasing candy, which let me just tell you, we have like over 2,700 pounds of candy
sitting
in the back of grocery outlet here on the west side because they've been awesome to purchase all of our candy for us at cost. So
amazing.
So how does that's a lot of candy.
It's a lot of candy.
Can you say, or is it a surprise? How are you handing it out when you get there? So they're rolling their windows down and it's just like,
yep,
old school grab and dump, or?
We can definitely talk about that.
Okay.
Each kiddo will receive their own trick or treat bag provided by us. And the business booths, we will all be, masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, extra hand washing stations, all that good stuff. So you drive through, think of like, we're calling it like the Pirates of the Caribbean or the It's a Small World vignette. Each business booth will be decorated. The business members will be in costume.
Nice.
They've got themes going on. We've got in-car entertainment, so you tune into a special FM station and you can hear the DJ music
sponsor
announcements and all that good stuff. And you basically drive up to a business booth, kids get to hold their bag out, say trick or treat, businesses will put the candy or whatever swag they have in their bag, and then you move on to the next booth.
So along both sides, underneath?
Along both sides, on the upper ramp.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we're calling it our superhero speedway.
I love it.
And then just like you would out of theme park, at the very end, there's a family photo finish where your car can pull up. You can hang your head out the window, snap a photo. So you'll have a momentous, a picture to kind of capture the event.
It's like the log ride at the end.
Yes. Except this will be totally, you'll stop and it'll be staged. It's not, I don't know, it could be kind of fun if you had that look on your face of what just happened.
Exactly.
But this is going to be awesome. It's a great way for kids to still have fun. It's totally family friendly. It's not going to be scary, gory, creepy. It's, playful. It'll be really, really fun, I think. And
so,
all raises money for the CASA program, which can let us grab more volunteers like Corey.
Well, you know what I love about this, because I've been involved for a lot of years, is that you take a really serious topic, something that changes the lives of so many people, and you're making fun while you're doing it, but all the funds are going back to a really serious topic. And it's a great way to get people involved who normally wouldn't think that they could get involved, which is making our whole town superheroes by, trick-or-treating and driving through and doing their part. $20, their kids are happy, everyone's happy. Who doesn't like to dress up?
Exactly. And we've got some fun prizes. Like if your car comes in costume, if you decorate your car in some capacity, there's prizes for the first 25 cars. If you bring your pet in costume, we may or may not have some cat and dog treats ready to hand out. It's a family outing.
Right, exactly. It's part of the family.
Exactly. And it's not just superhero costumes. We want to make sure that, if your kiddo is diehard astronaut or, wants to be a ballerina. I have three kids in our house. One's going to be a superhero and one is going to be a Disney villain because that's just what she's into right now. So, hey, Mal from Descendants, here we
come. There you go.
But it's going to be an awesome night. It's going to be, it's going to be one to remember. It's from 4 to 7, it's from 4 to 7 p.m. Cars do have to pre-register. October 28th is our cutoff.
Okay.
Because of all of the health restrictions, we need to have our best count as we can before the event happens. And when cars sign up, they need to pick a specific time slot. So we have six half-hour time blocks. Same thing, starting your information search at runforcasa.com. There's two big boxes at the top. One's virtual run, one's drive through. Clicking on either of those will take you to a landing page that gives you details and how to go about signing up and what next steps look like.
Yeah, you have a great website. It's very well thought out and easy to manage and go through. So, you're welcome. So, it looks like we only got a couple of minutes left. So, anything we haven't talked about that we want to make sure we squeeze right in this last minute?
I don't know.
Quiet is good. Okay,
done.
So you go to the website. There's however many you can fit in the car. You pay you $20 mm-hmm. per carload. You're going to get all kinds of goodies at the end and the
goodies
photo.
Goodies and memories, yeah.
Is the photo part of the 20 or
the
is it extra?
The photo's part of the 20. It's not something that we are going to hand out on site just for, you know, keeping the cars rolling, but it'll all be uploaded to social media. We've got some fun announcements and prizes that we're going to be giving away over the next couple weeks. So run for the number 4, CASA, whether it's .com or on Facebook or on Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah. So everyone,
we're all over the place.
Like it, share it.
Like it, share it. We want this to be a fantastic community event that really just kind of brings everybody back together. You know, we can say no to the cursed COVID creature. That's kind of our tagline. We're saying no to the cursed COVID creature and yes to a safe alternative to Halloween. And something that the kids can look forward to, recognizing that we want everybody to be safe.
Fantastic. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in. I wish we had more time. We could go on and on.
Okay.
If you want to make a donation, can they make a donation even if they're not going to do the run?
They can. Either website, Run for CASA, but either event page has the opportunity to just make a cash, make a monetary donation. Just click that register button up at the top, and you can bypass the actual event information and scroll down a little bit. You can plug in any dollar amount there that you want, and every dollar amount is appreciated.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in. I've enjoyed
our talk.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it, Michelle.
You are listening to Heroes of the North State. We'll be back next month, the second Thursday of the month, and I can't wait to see you again. Talk to you soon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.